This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State are meeting to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting comes just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. Rescue workers are digging feverishly through rubble for a fifth day on Monday at the site of a condominium collapse outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. The death toll rose by just 4 people Sunday to a total of 9 confirmed dead, but more than 150 people are still missing in Surfside. A deputy incident commander with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, Andy Alvarez, told ABC's Good Morning America on Monday that rescuers have been able to find some voids inside the wreckage, mostly in the basement and parking garage areas. He said they have more than 80 rescuers at a time that are breaching the walls that collapsed in an effort to rescue those that are still viable and get to those voids. South Africa is fighting a strong third wave of coronavirus. It's led President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce a raft of new restrictions to try to curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The president said on national television late Sunday that the Delta variant has now been detected in 5 of the nation's 9 provinces. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.